437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. It's great to be here with you today. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, of course, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news right now. Of course, tonight, a big national championship game between Georgia and TCU. And so a lot of people getting ready for that. You can listen to that game, by the way, on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's on AM 1330 or on the FM dial at 99.1. Now, speaking of Georgia, the Georgia special grand jury that was investigating Trump has wrapped up their probe into his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And not sure, they've submitted their recommendations and their report. Unclear if there are charges coming, though. Then in Brazil, over the weekend, they had all kinds of riots against the government. Thus far, according to the latest data, around 1,500 people were detained following the storming of government buildings and trying to oust the capital's governor. So, a big riot's going on down there in Brazil today. Then President Biden yesterday went and visited the southern border for the first time since he's been president. And there's been, he's being criticized. There's been a few things popped up with that. One, it's there was video and images of the people of El Paso, like the government officials, all of a sudden straightening up and cleaning the detention areas. Like the places where they're holding the immigrants were like in shambles, they're sleeping on the ground, and all of a sudden there's videos and everything of them cleaning up the area and straightening it up and making it look all, you know, up to par. So a lot of people are upset about that because they're like, this is not presenting the accurate picture of what's going on the border. You're cleaning up everything all of a sudden. It hasn't been that way for 2 years. And then at the same time, some of the reports are that he didn't even visit the worst areas of the where the migrants are. And finally, Republicans are blasting the visit as a quote box checking exercise. So a bit of controversy right there. In fact, a little bit later, I do have the five things that Governor Greg Abbott from Texas submitted to President Biden as ways that he believes would fix or resolve the border crisis problem. And Disney CEO Bob Iger, the new CEO over at Disney. Remember last week on Friday, if you happen to tune in, we talked about how he mentioned that Disney's going to go less woke. Well, I guess that's not the only thing. He has ordered that hybrid employees need to be back in the office at least 4 days per week beginning March 1st. So, not a full 5-day work week, but at least in office 4 days a week beginning March 1st. So let's see how that goes down overall. Ukraine war update. And, remember over the weekend, Russia actually wanted a ceasefire. Ukraine said no. And so now it's looking like the UK is going to send Challenger tanks over to Ukraine to help them fight against Putin. So we'll have to see what happens with that. One notable part I didn't really bring up before was how Ukrainian President Zelensky, when he addressed Congress, one thing that stood out to me is that he specifically said at one point, "We don't want your soldiers. We'll fight. We'll do the fighting ourselves, but we do need your firearms and your munitions and your, you know, weapons and things like that." But he did say specifically, "We don't want your soldiers. We want your you know, everything else. So I thought that was pretty interesting. In New York City, here we are, a week into the year, and more than 7,000 nurses from two New York City hospitals have walked out striking over staff concerns. And I was actually reading a big article, I believe it was on the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, warning that, oh, maybe it was Time Magazine. Either way, it was a national article that was talking about how the new year could mean more strikes, more labor strikes. We saw those major labor strikes last year with the railroad and some teachers unions around the country. But they were saying they felt like, I guess, things are lining up for 2023 to have even more strikes as people are struggling financially under inflation and things like that. So got a couple other stories here for you. But first, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns throughout our area. 29 running smoothly in both the north and southbound lanes. On Highway 90, you are going to see your typical afternoon slowdowns right at Softy Field Road in both directions on Mobile Highway, as well as leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the Highway 90 bridge due to construction. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A little bit earlier today, President Biden declared a state of emergency in California. Apparently, hundreds of thousands of homes in California were left without power on Sunday, and it's continuing on today as forecasters are warning of a, quote, parade, relentless parade of cyclones over the coming days. I'm like, cyclones? Goodness gracious. Well, it's lots and lots of rain hitting that area in California, which, of course, they're just getting off of a major drought. So the ground can't really absorb. So they need the water, obviously, right? But the ground can't absorb all the water that's been coming down as fast as it is. So it's creating mudslides, rapid river rises, and other flash flooding. And so it's creating a lot of problems over there in California. So President Biden has declared an emergency in California after this latest round. Last checked, around 540,000 people in California are without power. Cage the Elephant singer Matt Schultz has been arrested on weapons charges in a New York City hotel. He had two loaded guns, apparently. And then you've got Sweden. Their application to NATO had some demands from Turkey. And remember, Turkey at one point wasn't going to allow Sweden or what was the other one? Finland to join in. And they decided to go ahead and do it. But now they have a list of demands. And Twitter, and so Sweden basically says their demands, Turkey's demands, are just too much. Well, in the meantime, the NATO chief says that Sweden has done what it needs to in order to join the alliance. So they're not worried about, I guess that's them saying, we're not worried about what Turkey wants. The rest of us say you've done enough. So we'll have to see what happens with all that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you would like to weigh in, share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620. You know, we've been following the Pensacola Beach sign for a while. we followed it when they first put it back up, and then it came back down. We got this here, though. Started breaking down scaffolding today for the Pensacola Beach sign. DNR Painting is doing the job, because remember they're repainting the, it's not just a sign. They took the sign down a while ago. Now they're actually trying to repaint the actual like sign holder and the pole, the pole that holds it. So DNR Painting doing the job over there. So they said the sign should be back up sometime very soon. So nice update right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And coming up next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. It's been Let's call it right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, as we are building up towards we just finished an election. No, we just finished the speaker election. Well, I have some of the details pertaining to that and on what came out of 15 ballots later. You know, what was the point of all that? I've got the update for you on that coming up here in about 15 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Right now.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. Damar Hamlin back home in Buffalo. Doctors caring for Hamlin at the University of Cincinnati said the Bills player is now starting the next phase of his recovery at Buffalo General Medical Center. The doctors said that he watched the Bills-Patriots game on Sunday and set off all of the alarms in the ICU when the Bills ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. A Georgia grand jury is done with its probe into former President Trump's attempt to reverse his 2020 election loss. The grand jury has completed the final report, and it'll now be up to the Fulton County District Attorney to decide whether to file criminal charges. Prince Harry's highly anticipated memoir, Spare, will be released tomorrow. The autobiography promises to reveal the circumstances of his and his wife's departure from their royal duties, as well as rarely publicized details about his extended family. And Matt Gaetz getting an apology from an Alabama congressman. Mike Rogers was seen lunging at Gaetz after tensions boiled over late Friday during the election for Speaker of the House. Bobby, I don't know if you were watching that late coverage there. I was laying in bed, had it on my phone, and then I fell asleep, to be honest with you. But I did see that after the first vote Friday night failed, that, you know, there was a lot of commotion over Gaetz and Lauren Boebert that were just sitting there kind of on the island of misfit toys there, just those two.
Yeah, they definitely were. And I saw that one exchange where Kevin McCarthy, it was after the 14th ballot. Kevin McCarthy was extremely just, I can't say distraught, he looked very distraught and like he just like oh my gosh, like just defeated in some, but it was because of Gaetz and Lauren Boebert. And then right after he walks away, next thing you know, Alabama Congressman Rogers comes over there and just starts, I don't know what he was saying.
I wish I could hear.
I want to hear what both of them were saying. I want to hear what Kevin McCarthy had to say. I want to hear what Matt Gaetz had to say in response. And then when Kevin McCarthy walked away, I want to hear what Rogers had to say. I want to hear what was going on, because at one point the other congressman that was holding him back covered his mouth. So whatever he was saying must have been like he's holding him back, but part of his holding back was covering his mouth. And it was like, wow, what is this dude saying?
I would like to formally make a motion that, you know, if the representatives are on the House floor, I feel like all conversations on the House floor should be public knowledge.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
I would like to make the motion that at each of their individual desks, they have like little microphones that, you know, you can just choose your speaker, if you will, and just say, hey, I want to listen to what's going on at Gaetz's chair. You know, I think that would work out.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, it's like the Sunshine Law, right? You know, commissioners, you know, they're not supposed to discuss public business, stuff, you know, in private. Yeah. You know, hey, let's make it in the House.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think one of the things, it'll be interesting to see what happens after this whole ordeal. Both myself and Andrew McKay reached out to Matt Gaetz's team to see if he would come on to talk about it. So far, no response, which, you know, he hasn't come on. You know, we talked about this before. He just doesn't seem to want to do radio interviews anymore. But I did see that he put out a fundraiser like Saturday morning, sent out an email to his supporters, basically saying, hey, I need some money over this. So it'll be interesting to see if this helps Matt Gaetz or hurts him, because I really think, I mean, I just being honest, I think a lot of people in this last election, in both the primary and the general election, held their nose when they voted for Matt Gaetz last time because of all of the allegations against him and things like that. And so I'm wondering if this is reinvigorating his base, or is this turning people off of him the way he handled it? Because I've talked to a lot of people who kind of agree with me, which is, I agree that Kevin McCarthy probably was not the right person to do it, but the way he went about it was the wrong way.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to see what happens in the coming months.
Yeah, I agree.
With the whole thing. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. No major accidents to report. We are seeing everyday afternoon delays. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90 on the bridge, as well as 98. Leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. This is going to be in front of the Nature Preserve. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So coming up here next, there's a movie producer who... Well, he did something a little bit outlandish, but at the same time, I'm thinking this might actually help him get more investors in the future. We'll tell you about what happened coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So there's a Maryland man who committed a crime in Florida. If you haven't heard about this, this guy was he's a filmmaker from Maryland, and his film was over budget, lost some money, so he needed to make up some filmmaking costs, and he did what any reasonable person would do, and that happens. He robbed a bank here in Florida. That's right. So his film was over budget and needed to make up filmmaking costs, went and robbed a bank. I got busted for it. Unfortunately, he has a history of robbing banks as well, so he could be facing up to 20 years in prison. But hey, I guess that's going to be his pitch in the future. Look, investors, you want to invest in my movie? I guarantee I'm going to get you the money, even if I have to rob a bank. Oy vey. You watched the Prince Harry thing, the 60 Minutes interview last night? Yeah, me neither. what? I've been seeing the memes and I've been seeing the stuff being spread about it, though. He's all the news right now, old Prince Harry. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 983. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're just talking about the speaker race and how it went to 5 ballots. And Representative Matt Gaetz has been sending out emails trying to fundraise after him basically leading the stance against McCarthy. And I said I was interested to see. It'd be interesting to see the reaction from, you know, key voters in the first district, because I'm wondering if this turned some people off, this turned people on to him more. Like, there's this strength in his base. I mean, he obviously thinks so. He's sending out an email trying to fundraise off of it. So, but does it actually build up strength from his base, or is this something that has turned people off of him? Because I think a lot of people in the past election kind of held their nose and voted for him, and but because they just didn't feel like there's better options. And and I said, because in my opinion, I've stated this on the air many times, I also don't think that Kevin McCarthy is the right guy to be Speaker of the House, but because he will not fight for conservative ideals. And I mean, his voting record from the conservative review is like it's an F. I mean, the guy votes, he leans Democrat in his voting record a lot. So I agree with that. I just felt like it was done in the wrong way, that it was, that it could have been done in other ways. And I've had a couple of texts basically agreeing to that. And I got another text here, says Matt Gaetz forgets he's a representative of the people. But then I got a different text that's opposing viewpoint. I think if Matt Gaetz had not held his ground, then we would not have seen some of the concessions that we ended up with that are going to benefit conservatives. I would be surprised if any of the people who stood their ground enjoyed the unpleasant atmosphere that they were subjected themselves to for days on end, and their timing was impeccable for for exercising the leverage that was only theirs for a very short period of time. And there's an angle of it too, because I guess the other angle of it is, if you wouldn't be able to whip up enough support, even if you spent a year trying to whip up enough support for a more conservative Speaker of the House, that you would be able to get more than just 20 people to vote for him, right? You need a significant, like half of the people at least, in order to really have a fight for it. If you didn't think you'd be able to do that, then this pretty much was about the only way you would be able to get those concessions done that way. So there's that. So what are those concessions? I'll actually go through those after our sports hit. Right now, though, traffic on the fives. I mean, top three story. Brazil has around 1,500 people detained following storming of government buildings over the weekend. Georgia's grand jury investigation on Trump on whether he interfered with the election is over now. They submitted the recommendation and they disbanded. Prince Harry says that he never intended to hurt his family with his spare memoir in the 60 Minutes interview. By the way, FoxNews.com, our national news partner, has the top stories from the top five bombshells. Here you go. Harry asked for proof that Princess Diana died. He sought out experimental therapeutic treatments to suppress a lot of anger. And by experimental, I mean like psychedelics, mushrooms and things like that. He says Queen Camilla was the villain. And then it seems like a lot of the interview, just from the highlights I've been reading and seeing, a lot of it was, man, he had a really hard time with the loss of his mom. That's what it seems like. A lot of his stuff that he deals with was losing his mom. Anyway, continuing on, he had a physical altercation with his brother William over his wife, Meghan. And then Prince Harry doesn't speak to his father or his brother even today, and doesn't see it happening anytime soon, and doesn't see him rejoining the royal family at any time either. All right, those are the top five, quote, bombshells. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, then we'll get your sports hit.
This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. We are seeing some very heavy, slow traffic on Highway 98. This is going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. We do have an accident on Gulf Breeze Parkway at Bay Shore Road. FHP is reporting that there is a roadblock and definitely still seeing some slow moving traffic as you move eastbound closer to Gondolier Boulevard. Also, we are seeing slowdowns on 98 near the Gerson Point intersection near the Walmart. That's going to be backed up until to about the College Parkway right near the Winn-Dixie. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic lines, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get our sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA is on NBA TV tonight. Chicago Bulls take on the Boston Celtics at 6:30. And then, let's face it. Everything right now is about the college football championship game tonight. It's going to be on ESPN at 6:30. And you got number 3 TCU taking on number 1 Georgia. And you can, if you can't watch the game, you can listen to the game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. And that's on the AM dial at 1330 and on the FM dial at 99.1. Then NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight as well. So you can check out some games that way if you're interested in the NHL. When it comes to sports news, DeMar Hamlin is out of the hospital 1 week after his collapse. He'll continue his recovery in Buffalo. Then the Broncos have asked permission from the Saints to interview Sean Payton for their head coaching job. So even though he's in the broadcaster booth right now, the Saints still have the rights to him. So they would have to actually trade him to the Broncos if they want to hire him. Cardinals have gone ahead and fired Cliff Kingsbury after 4 seasons. And the general manager, Steve Keim, will not return to Arizona. The Browns have fired their defense coordinator, Joe Woods. Aaron Rodgers for the Packers is undecided on his future. But says he wouldn't have any regrets if he walked away today. In college football, running back Reggie Bush, former from USC, he was elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. And in the NBA, Kevin Durant is shut down for 2 weeks with an MCL sprain after a collision yesterday. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Okay, so what are the concessions? What's the thing that held up the speaker race? Now, I talked about some of them before, but you know, what got finalized? Because what I was talking about was things that were fighting for. Okay, well, they were fighting for certain things. What actually happened? Here you go. Actually, it was 7 bills that they were looking at and some concessions. So one bill would rescind funding for certain balances made available to the Internal Revenue Service, including the plan to hire 87,000 agents and expand tax audits. Two bills related to abortion. One would prohibit taxpayer-funded abortions. The other one would amend Title 18 to provide safeguards for children who survive abortions or attempted abortions. Two are pertaining to border security, to suspend illegal entry of aliens and require the National Criminal Background System to notify ICE and relevant and state local agencies whenever a foreign national attempts to buy a firearm. And the last bill would provide would prohibit the Secretary of Energy from sending petroleum products from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China. Another one would amend the Omnibus Crime Control and Safe Streets Act to direct district attorney and prosecutor's offices to report to the U.S. Attorney General's office. So you got national security, you got domestic security, you got a couple abortion bills, and then you've got the financial spending for the IRS. Amongst concessions was capping spending at 2022 levels for the fiscal year 2024. Also establishing a subcommittee to investigate the Justice Department. Allowing more Freedom Caucus representatives on the Rules Committee. And returning to a one-member threshold for a motion to vacate the Speaker's office, which is what it was before 2019. Another concession includes the ability for any member of any party to offer amendments on the floor during appropriations. That hasn't been done since May 2016. And then finally, they requested members of Congress have at least 72 hours to read bills before they vote on them instead of being rammed through the Rules Committee and then sent to the floor where they're expected to pass them without question. So pretty good conservative concessions right here. I think for both Democrats and Republicans. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And then, again, a couple of lighter stories for you before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse. That's all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, a Virginia school won't be open this week after a teacher was allegedly shot by a 6-year-old boy. That happened Friday at Richneck Elementary in Newport News, where police say there was an altercation between the teacher and student. The House will vote on controversial new rules this evening following last week's chaos. Those include the motion to vacate, which allows just one member to call a vote to remove the speaker. More committee seats for members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus as well. Congressman George Santos facing a formal ethics complaint during his first week on the job. The complaint comes from the Campaign Legal Center, accusing him of illegally using campaign funds for personal expenses such as an apartment rental. They also question how he was able to make a sizable donation to his own campaign to the tune of $705,000, especially when financial disclosures show he only had $55,000 to his name in 2020. And a federal safety agency may ban gas stoves over concerns that link them to childhood asthma. Bloomberg reports the Consumer Product Safety Commission says there are worries about dangerous indoor air pollutants they emit, and they may establish standards for those emissions or ban them altogether, Bobby.
Yeah, I saw that. I knew Mike Hubbard way back when, from Alabama. And so I don't know what he's, what he's planning on doing now, but you know, he turned the politics of Alabama into the super Republican, basically super conservative. Like when he was in charge there, he did a lot of political maneuvering, I guess you would say. But he's not the first one and won't be the last one that ends up going down by not handling their campaign finances properly. So
yeah, I tell you what, man, I don't know what to make of this whole George Santos thing. I mean, every time the guy talks, I'm just like, dude, shut up.
Every time, it's like and new things come out every week. And new things come out every week. That's a thing, too.
Because,
so,
I mean, like, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, George Santos is the only, person in Washington that is, dealing with this sort of thing. But it's just like, you know, at some point, you just got to read the room and just know that, like, literally every time you're opening your mouth, you're making things worse for yourself. And for whatever reason, he just hasn't gotten that.
Figure that part out.
It's like, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Campaign with Will Ferrell. It's like, you know, Jason Sudeikis, like his campaign manager is literally telling him, you got to do this, 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 and this. And then Will Ferrell, in this case, George Santos, is saying, okay, and then literally doing everything except that. You know,
Very bizarre. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be in the eastbound direction right before you get to Gondolier Boulevard in front of the Nature Preserve. Expect slowdowns on 98 eastbound, as well as some heavy slowdowns leading up to the Garcon Point intersection. This is going to be backed up past the Winn-Dixie on 98. So if you see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So there is, we've covered many times during the holidays, like Halloween and Christmas, that often the most popular candy is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Just, you know, whether it be the tree version or pumpkin version or whatever, Reese's peanut. Oh, well, there's Gracie's got her Reese's. Those are pieces, though. Those are different.
They're still related. They're still good.
They are related. In fact, actually, my favorite peanut butter cup are the ones that have the Reese's pieces on the inside of them. Those are like the best. So Reese's peanut butter cup is coming out with a new line of freezer frozen treats. So they're going to have. So, you know, you can go get, like, ice cream that has Reese's peanut butter cups in them. Well, now Reese's is actually just making their own ice cream. It's like a peanut butter ice cream with Reese's peanut butter cups in them. But they also come out with a peanut butter bar and a peanut butter sandwich. So it looks like a regular ice cream sandwich, but it's made by Reese's. So it has peanut butter ice cream and then the chocolate cookie part. They've got ice cream cones that they're coming out with as well. And one of them has peanut butter ice cream. The other one is chocolate ice cream. So... yeah, they've got all kinds of, it's like six or seven different frozen treats coming out from Reese's. So Reese's peanut butter cups taking over the world right there. I saw this story here in 2022. These are things that became popular in 2022. And some people say either drop them or keep them. Here's some of the things people say to keep. Charcuterie boards became very popular in 2022. And 77% of people said keep them. Yeah, I do like charcuterie boards. Not the butterboard thing, but the charcuterie board. Yeah. Parting your hair on your side. What? I didn't realize that was a thing that popped up during 2022, but apparently it did. 73% said keep doing it. 57% said that we should keep the term Karen to describe a person who's being rude. But only 57%. More people say we should get rid of that. Crocs had a rebirth. More people started buying Crocs again, and 52% said, yeah, let's keep it going. 49% said they're not ready to give up on any pumpkin spice. Not yet. But then when it comes to other things, classic movie remakes, only 22% are interested in seeing that. And gender party reveals, only 29% wanting to keep that around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
There's a robot lawyer. What? Yeah, a robot lawyer. And he's run by AI, and he is going to argue his first or its first case next month. Like, for reals. What? I mean, if AI can successfully be a lawyer, there are no safe jobs. There are no safe jobs. They'll all go to the computers. It's Mezcal right now, Bob Grassi.